Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
In the picturesque town of Birchwood, nestled amidst snow-capped hills, the annual Christmas celebration was a time of joy and festivity. But for the Harper family, who had recently moved into an old Victorian mansion on the outskirts of town, this Christmas would be unlike any other. The Harper family, consisting of Daniel, a historian and the father, Marianne, his wife and a landscape artist, and their two children, Alice, 14, and Tommy, 10, were excited to spend their first winter in the historic house, known locally as the Winterbourne Estate. As Christmas Eve approached, the family decorated the mansion, adorning it with lights, garlands, and a grand Christmas tree in the main hall. However, the festive mood was disrupted when Alice claimed to see the figure of a woman dressed in white roaming the halls. The family dismissed it as Alice's overactive imagination. The sightings increased as the days grew colder. The ghostly woman, with her sorrowful ease and ethereal presence, appeared to be searching for something or someone. Her appearances were accompanied by a chill in the air and the faint sound of a melancholic melody, reminiscent of an old Christmas carol. Frightened but intrigued, Daniel began researching the history of the Winterbourne estate. He uncovered a tragic tale of Eleanor Winterbourne, a previous occupant in the late 1800s who had lost her husband and son in a dreadful winter accident. It was said that every Christmas Eve, she would wait for their return, singing their favorite carol, until she too passed away from grief. As the haunting grew more intense, the family experienced unexplainable events, ornaments shattering, lights flickering, and the constant feeling of being watched. The ghost of Eleanor seemed to be growing stronger, her presence more ominous. On Christmas Eve, as a heavy snowstorm engulfed Birchwood, the Harpers found themselves isolated in the mansion. That night, the haunting reached its terrifying climax. The ghost of Eleanor appeared to the family in the main hall, her form more defined and her expression one of anguish and despair. She spoke in a voice that was barely a whisper, telling them of her undying wait for her lost family and how their spirits were trapped in the house, unable to move on. Eleanor's sorrow had turned to bitterness, and now she sought to keep the Harpers with her, forever waiting in the Winterbourne estate. The family, realizing the danger they were in, scrambled to find a way to appease Eleanor's spirit. In a desperate act, Marianne painted a portrait of Eleanor's family, capturing their likeness from the old photographs in the house. They presented the portrait to Eleanor, hoping to bring her solace. The ghost, upon seeing the portrait, was overtaken by a mix of joy and sorrow. For a moment, the air lightened, and it seemed as though she would find peace. However, her grief had twisted into something darker. In a horrifying turn, she shrieked, the sound echoing through the mansion as the spirits of her husband and son appeared beside her. Together, they advanced towards the Harpers, their intentions clear. If they could not leave, neither would the Harpers. The family ran, seeking refuge in different parts of the house, but the spirits were relentless. In the end, the Harpers were never seen again. The townsfolk of Birchwood found the mansion abandoned the next day, with no trace of the family. The Winterbourne estate stood silent, its halls forever echoing with the ghost of Eleanor's lament. Deep in the heart of a snow-covered forest, far from the beaten path, lay the isolated town of Greenvale, Its existence was known to few, a relic of the past, shrouded in an air of mystery. Thomas Blake, a 35-year-old investigative journalist with an insatiable curiosity for the unexplained, had stumbled upon a reference to Greenvale in an old archive. Intrigued by the town's peculiar Christmas traditions and its seclusion, he set out to uncover its secrets. Thomas, tall with piercing blue eyes and an air of quiet determination, arrived in Greenvale as winter set in. The town, veiled in perpetual twilight, was an anachronism, with architecture dating back centuries. Its inhabitants, dressed in dated clothing, were preparing for their Noel celebration with a fervor that bordered on obsession. The town's uncanny atmosphere was palpable. The air was unnaturally cold, the sky overcast, and the townsfolk moved with a mechanical precision. Their expressions were vacant, their greetings rehearsed. Thomas's attempts to engage them in conversation about the town's history were met with evasive responses or complete silence. Undeterred, Thomas stayed at the only inn in town, run by an elderly couple, Eleanor and Samuel Hawthorne. The Hawthornes were cordial but guarded, their mannerisms hinting at an unspoken fear. At night, Thomas heard them whispering about something called the Watcher, their voices tinged with dread. As Thomas delved deeper into Greenvale's history, he discovered disturbing legends of a dark entity that the townsfolk worshipped, a being they called the Watcher. This entity, according to folklore, had granted the town prosperity in exchange for a sacrifice every Christmas, a sacrifice that ensured the town remained hidden from the outside world. The more Thomas investigated, the more the town's sinister nature revealed itself. Shadows seemed to move of their own accord, strange symbols appeared on buildings, and an oppressive feeling of being watched grew stronger. The townsfolk's behavior grew increasingly erratic, their preparations for Noel taking on a ritualistic quality. On Christmas Eve, the true horror of Greenvale was unveiled. The townsfolk, in a trance-like state, gathered in the town square around a grotesque effigy. Thomas watched in horror as they began a chant, calling forth the Watcher. The air grew colder, the sky darkened, and from the shadows emerged the Watcher, a towering, spectral figure with eyes that glowed like embers and a presence that radiated malevolence. The entity turned its gaze upon Thomas, its newest target. Thomas realized he was to be the sacrifice, a fresh offering to sustain the town's curse. In a panic, he attempted to flee but found himself surrounded by the townsfolk, now transformed into ghastly, ghostly versions of themselves, bound to the Watcher's will. The story culminates in a chilling scene where Thomas, unable to escape, is consumed by the Watcher in a maelstrom of shadow and terror. His screams echo through the town as he is absorbed into the entity, becoming part of Greenvale's eternal pact. Greenvale continues to exist in its timeless state, hidden from the world, its secret preserved.
Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.